are his people, too. He spent most of his day here, so I'm going to guess that he probably didn't want to come back and hang out with you and I here on the east side of Rio Tinto Stadium. Yeah, thanks a lot, Jeff.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Hanging in there.
Got word that Beckerman's starting tonight for the U.S. men's national team. Not sure if you've heard that. And I also heard that Steven Gerrard is scheduled to play. How long, I don't know, but scheduled to play against you guys tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're definitely preparing that he will be starting.
So you expect after what he did the other night, Beckerman or Gerrard? I guess I mixed two things up there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the U.S. wants to finish the group on a high, keeping the positive results rolling, and expected to be have Kyle part of that. And I think with Gerrard, you know, L.A. wants to get him into a rhythm as much as possible and as quickly as possible for them. So I imagine he'll start. Not sure how long he'll play, but he played 45 against Club America this weekend.
Do most guys, when you're playing against a name like that, against a star of that caliber, do guys handle it differently, or when you send them out there on the pitch, do you think pretty much everybody on the team just approaches Gerrard or whoever the big name is like they're any other player?
Well, I think as a team, we recognize that everyone is going to need to step up their game to minimize his capabilities. He's a fantastic passer of the ball, gets in the attack, excellent as everyone knows. So it's going to take a collective effort from us to contain him and Keane and the rest of the Galaxy team.
Jeff, as disappointing as Saturday night probably was for you, how quickly do you turn the page on what happened Saturday night and turn the focus to L.A.? And kind of what's the message? You're laboring through right now, getting through call-ups and injuries your regular season, but you've got this Open Cup match, and you're three matches away really from a trophy and a championship and a title. So how do you turn that page with the guys and then get them directly focused on that matchup tomorrow night?
Well, very quickly, today, with the games being so close together, it's about getting their bodies right. We did a defensive walkthrough with responsibilities today to try to get everybody on the same page, but we couldn't do it at full speed because we can't push the guys too much as we're asking a lot from them right now and their bodies. Obviously Saturday, extremely disappointing. Even with that being said, we had the opportunity to walk away with 3 points, if not one, and we walk out of there empty-handed. So it's a really rough feeling, but we have an opportunity to get things going again on tomorrow night.
I saw an interesting tweet after the game this weekend that a loss like that kind of a frustrating loss will sometimes lead to a little bit of a blow up, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. That guys can, vent some frustration, maybe yell at each other a little bit, whatever. Then it helps you turn that page quickly, and you kind of have your talk about it, and you move on. Has that happened at all this season yet? I mean, there have been a couple frustrating losses. Has that happened at all with the team?
Well, I think we have an extremely strong locker room. After the game, we just talked about being accountable for our actions, and obviously that starts with me, and I have to be accountable for the decisions I make during the game. But also, if we want to get better, everyone has to look at themselves and just see where we can do better. We definitely can't take plays off during the game or mental breaks during the game because teams will make you pay.
Jeff Cassar, our guest here on the Bill and O.C. Show this afternoon, RSL, tomorrow night here at Rio Tinto Stadium against the L.A. Galaxy. With the addition of Gerrard to that lineup, with Robbie Keane, with Jossie Zardes, although Zardes has had some international duties and call-ups, what are you expecting? What challenges does this particular lineup that Bruce could roll out present for you guys where we're kind of sitting in the middle of international call-ups, Jeff?
Just the quality that they have. And the soccer intelligence that they have, whenever you add somebody like Gerrard to a team, his experience is unbelievable. and his range of passing is just outstanding. We're going to have to make sure we're getting close to him, not letting him get into a rhythm, not letting him distribute the ball where his team needs it to go. And if we can do that, we can knock out a leg in their arsenal. So we need to know where him and Keene are at all times. But you know, they have a fantastic supporting cast as well. That we need to have a good team effort to beat them.
For your team and for Major League Soccer in general, we talk about this in the NFL, we talk about this in the NBA, the value of star power versus just being a true team and having that team dynamic exist. Does RSL have the correct balance of star power and a team dynamic right now?
I believe so. You know, when we have our full team together, I love our squad. I love that we're together. We have quality. We have leadership, and a togetherness that is outstanding. It's been tested with whether it's injuries, whether it's international call-ups, whatever. It's being tested. It's making us stronger. And the results definitely haven't came. But guys are being tried and tested in difficult situations, and that's only going to make us stronger.
Any word on have you heard anything on Nick yet for tonight? Have you heard if he's playing?
No, I haven't heard. I haven't seen any lineups at all. I haven't heard anything. So to hear that Kyle's starting, that's great news. But I would anticipate there's a good opportunity for Nick to play in this game. But to be honest with you, I've not heard.
Yeah, I'm just kind of getting word that there's a good chance Raimondo may start tonight as well. So we know Beckerman's in, but that'd be a great coup for Nick to be able to get another cap, wouldn't it?
That'd be great. You know, he deserves it. His record with the national team is outstanding, and I know Jurgen has all the confidence in him to go out there and get a result whenever he's in.
Last thing for me, Coach. We're signing off early tonight for the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. If me, you, and Bill competed in a home run derby, who wins?
Oh boy, I'm not a massive baseball player. Oh, I don't know, Bill. I mean, I could see Bill being really good at wiffle ball.
I was actually a really good wiffle ball player. I was a decent baseball player. Remember, it's all about the swing. It's not about cutting. Yeah. You know, it's like in golf. Anyway, that swings are, it's you let the bat do its way. Now, how far are the fences? That's the other thing.
It's a Major League Baseball field.
Well, I don't think any of us are leaving the yard. I'm going to go out on record right now. I have warning track power, and that's warning track power at best. So.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys.
Jeff, I'll see you tomorrow night, Jeff.
All right. Bye-bye.